Good morning.
Time for today's reading. Today's reading is taken from 2 Kings, chapter 18, verse 1 to 3. 2 Kings, chapter 18, verse 1 to 3. In the third year of Hosea, son of Elah, son of king of Israel, Ezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. The word of our Lord.
He began, he said, at the age of 25 years.
That means he was a youth. See? And when we read in 2 chapter 8 verse 1 to 3, it tells us about this Hezekiah. What is age and every other thing. And the Bible said that all what he did then was according to what God has said. Anything that was not physical, count it out. You see, this man now, anything that does not please God, count it out. He does what he pleases God. He does what is good in the sight of God. He was more zealous for the Lord than any of his predecessors. You know that before him there was other kings that ruled before him. But the Bible makes us to know that he was zealous in the things of God, doing his word, doing his reign. And in his reign through the prophet Isaiah, Micah, Uzziah, and Jeremiah. That is when this man called in Hezekiah's reign. At that time, Zechariah, Isaiah, Micah, Uzziah, they are all the ministers of God at that time in Judah. Then Hezekiah did destroy all the idols his father established. Hezekiah's father, King Ezad, was an evil, adulterous king. The man was full of evil. This man, Hezekiah's father, he was full of evil. That's what made Hezekiah to do what? To destroy all the idols and adulterous image his father established. During the reign of Hezekiah, the people of Judah said they fear God because they practice idolatry. If you read the 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 30, I want us to read that place. That those people, they claim that they worship God. They claim that they fear God. They say, no, it's not. Let us read that 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 33. 2 Kings chapter 17 verse
33. They fear the Lord, yet serve their own good, according to the ritual of the nations from among whom they were carried away.
You see, they claim that they fear God. That is, they have the two faces. They are They feel that they fear God. They worship their image. You see, that is what they claim, that they fear God. But they have something behind. They have something in their pockets. You see, but they will come out and say, we are praising God, we are fearing God. But in their various homes, they have some idols they worship. You see, that's where this passage is telling us that they claim that they fear God, but they worship idolatry. Hezekiah's godliness was so different to his father's wickedness. You see, the Bible makes us to know that he was so godly in the days of God. But his father was so wicked. He was a wicked man. You see? Then Hezekiah's service was according to God's law. The Bible describes him as a king who had a close relationship with God, one who did what God was, what was good and faithful before God. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 31, 20 to 21. I want us to follow this passage gradually. So that let us know about this man called Hezekiah. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, 20 to 21.
20 to 21, read. It says, thus as Uzziah did throughout all Judea, and he did what was good and right and true before the Lord his God. And every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in the law and in the commandment, to seek his God, he did it with all his heart, so he prospered.
Yes. Then, my brethren, my reason for bringing King Hezekiah in our lesson is for us to learn three things from him. Because in this life, either we learn good things or we learn bad things. That is the fact of life. Either we learn the good thing or we learn the bad thing. That is why I bring this Hezekiah this morning. Then the first two lessons, I would like us to grab it and put it in practice. And the last one, I would like us to reject it and throw it away because it's not supposed to be seen among the Christians. Now the first lesson is restoration. King Hezekiah restored the temple of God and cleansed it. He destroyed Judah's idol, pagan temples and altars. He reestablished worship. He also instituted the Passover feast that was not conducted regularly because there was no priest to carry out that function. See, that time, this one now is what we have to hold our hand. That is Hezekiah to do what he reestablished the worship of God. He do what he respected the Passover feast. Because that time, those people that used to do the function, they are no longer. But Hezekiah now is doing it for this Passover feast to be done regularly. So he brought the word of God to the temple. That is what Hezekiah did. He brought the word of God to the temple. Well, what can we boast of today? In Luke chapter 8, verse 11, said that the word of God is like a seed. We need to plant these seeds in our church, and also in our community, and also in our home. We need to plant it. If you hold the word of God strictly, we can achieve restoration in our life. Then the work of God is not only meant for the preachers or leaders. We all need to challenge ourselves to work for God, because there is blessing attached to it. For instance, now, you might think that there are some people that this work is for, not necessarily the preachers or the leaders. The work of God is for everyone. It's for everybody. Because that blessing is from God. There's a lot of blessing in it. You see? Because God will not forsake us. Whatever we do, God is seeing you. When you work for God, God will work for you. God will help you in whatever you are doing. So that for whoever worketh in the Lord's vineyard, the Lord will also work in his vineyard. When you work in the vineyard of the Lord will also work in your own vineyard. And working, and when God is doing this, there's a lot of blessing in it. If you have problems, do you allow the problem to overcome you, or do you seek for solutions? Like some of us, when we have problems, we just relax. We die in silence, which is not good. That is why we are breathing. That is why we are breathing. You see, when we have problems, we have to look for our brethren, our brothers, our sisters, and tell them, look at what I'm passing through. They will bring solution. Maybe you forget that there is God that time. You may not think that God is there for you. But when you approach a brother or a sister, let us pray. Let us start praying. Let us do this. Let us do this. Then at that time, that problem will be what? You will overcome. You see? You overcome. We have some brethren who are in need. We ask of them to find out what their problems are. Not only where the church and masses. Sometimes there are some brethren that are dying in silence. We don't care to look for them, to search for them. But when we wait until we announce it, maybe the second we come announce it that this brother is doing this. Let us remember him or her in prayer. No. We have to be our brother's word, our brother's keeper. I feel that the spirit of him is like fire. He found in us. That is my prayer. Then another one is, since we become Christian, have you asked ourselves our impact towards the church? But this is the church now. All of us, we have impact. We have responsibilities towards the church. Since we become Christian, have we asked ourselves what is our impact towards the church? Let's assume there is a promotion in this church. Now, here we have like a back home, we have level 1, level 2, level 3, but yeah, then all these bands 2, band 3, band 4, band 5, band 6, band 7, and so on. So what band are you? This question is between two of us. Between I, including myself, what band are you? So I want you, when you go home, ask yourself, what band are you in this church? Are you band one? Are you band two? Are you band three? Are you band four? It's there for you. See? Now, the second lesson to them is peace seeking and prayer. Thank God for this morning. Okay, Pastor, come on prayer. Yes, prayer is the key. Prayer solves all the problems. So we should not overlook prayer. We should not take prayer for granted. So I'm so happy about the teaching of this morning because of prayer. Prayer is important. King Hezekiah ruled for 14 years. After that, he had problems. There must be a problem, even in the life of a Christian. This journey is not an easy thing. God challenges this here and there. You see, this man started having problems. The king of Assyria came to fight him. You see, enemy. Anywhere you are, they are enemy. His enemies all everywhere. You see? But this man now, this retired. After ruling for 14 years, problem started coming. And that problem is with him. It's from another king. It's a solo king. You see, this king of Isaiah came to fight him, even though he did not offend the king of Isaiah or anyone. But he acknowledged and asked him to forgive him. You see what this man did? He did not offend anybody. He did not offend even that man, the king of Assyria. But he asked him to forgive him. But the king of Assyria refused. He demanded 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold before he can forgive him. You can't imagine. That man is a busy man. He's so greedy. You see? Then, what happened? The king of King Hezekiah killed the church president and his personal belongings. And for that, he was the king of Assyria. All his personal belongings, all the president, the church president. Like now, something happened to church president. We empty our account to solve that problem. But the church is now empty. But that kingdom now is empty because there's nothing remained in that kingdom. Because all those things he has already given to the king of Assyria. He didn't do it because he was foolish or weak, but because he wanted peace. We talked about peace this morning. So, that man is not weak. He's not foolish. Maybe some of us may say, hey, why should you allow this man to carry everything the kingdom has? But he did it in order to allow peace to reign. You see? That is why the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, it says that blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. We need to be pursuing peace in our heavenly journey. The Bible says, if it is possible, be peaceable with all men. This is the word of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall call the what? The children of God. And also, if it is possible, let us live peaceable with all men. That is peace required in our daily life. Peace seeking does not show weakness. It portrays one as a child of God. You see, when maybe sometimes you see somebody that is quiet, you don't want to say trouble, you know, maybe you see that person is so weak. No! That person wants to portray as a child of God. Want to live as a child of God. See? The king of Assyria now says that he has defeated this whole of the kingdom of Israel. So he must defeat this man called Hezekiah. After he said that, since all his words, all everything that those people used to, to live, that he has, when something is what, you don't have any strength again. You know, the source of your living, somebody has taken it. As you see what is happening in Ukraine and Russia now, their economy has changed now. You know, things have become hard. cost of living. Now, even it's affecting me, that I'm living in the
community.
It's affecting us. So this man, Ezekiah, did what? Say that since he has brought the whole Israel, that he's now going to do what? To defeat this king. He did not call him king, he's only king. Call him Ezekiah. Because he have, you know, leveled him down. And leveled him down. He don't regard him as well. So let us read in 2 Kings chapter 19, 14 to 20. And see what happened there. Because the devil made us to know that King Ezekiah, after all these things, he complained to God. Let us read it.
2 Kings chapter 19, verse 14
to 20.
And Ezekiah received the letter from the hands of the messenger and read it, and Ezekiah went home to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Ezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, the one God between cherubim, you are God, you are the human Lord of all the kingdom of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. And hear the words of Zennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, Lord, the king of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands, and have carved their gods into the fire. For they were not gods, but the work of men's hand, wood and stone. Therefore they destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, we pray, save us from this time, that all the kingdom of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent to Ezekiah, saying, Thus says the Lord God of Israel, because you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard.
Yes, you see, when this thing happened, Ezekiah went to God, complaining to God, and brought this problem before God. That is what we see as a Christian. When we have problem, we do have problem before God. Through prayer. Then, if we read verse 32 to 37 of this 2 Kings chapter 19, we see that God tells the king of Assyria in his own way. See? So that when you read it from that verse 32 to here, God tells with him in his own way. You see, God, you know how God used to do. God used to, if God wants to punish you, not, God, I want you to punish this person with this. I want you to use this thing and punish this person. No. God will do it in his work, in his own way. That is what God did to this man called the king of Assyria. That shows us how God does his work. God does not joke with the problem of his own people. God restored peace in the entire kingdom. You see, after the entire kingdom complained this to God of this problem, God done it in his own way and do what? And restore peace in that kingdom. My brother and my sister, prayer can do wonders, as we all know. That prayer can do wonders. When King Ezekiel was sick, Isaiah came and told him he will die. This is, as I told me before, that what we are going to discuss is about King Ezekiel. And there's a lesson we are going to learn from it. So Isaiah came and told him he will die. Ezekiel prayed and his health was restored by God, and God added unto him 15 more years. It's not easy. Let us read 2 Kings 20, verse 1 to 8. 2 Kings 20, verse 1 to 8.
1 to 8.
1 to 8.
1 to 8. It's free. In those days, Ezekiel was sick and near death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, went to him and said to him, Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Then he turned his face towards the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying,
Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what was good in your sight. And Isaiah wept bitterly. And it happened before Isaiah had gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, return and tell Isaiah, leader of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears, surely I will heal you. On the third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for your own sake and for the sake of my servant David.
Yes.
And Isaiah,
sorry, I think passed 8 was.
Yeah, I mean 7.
Seven, okay.
Then Isaiah said, take a lump of fig. So they took and laid it on the boy, and he recovered. And Ezekiah said to Isaiah, what is the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up to the house of the Lord the third day?
Yes,
very.
I want us to mark that 20 verse 3 and see what Ezekiah said to God with boldness. That God, I have done this, I have done this, I have served you both in spirit and in truth. God answered his prayer and added 15 years. You see, somebody that said, maybe you are in the hospital, the doctor confirmed you that you are going to die, confirmed you dead. Then you pray. You ask God, you pray to God. And remember God, what he has done for him. Then God now answer your prayer and ask you more 15 years. 15 years is not ordinary 15 days. It's not 15 months. 15 years, maybe I'm 100 years now. My old age, you know, God now added me another 15 years. It's so great. It's very near. It's a great thing. You see, that is what all of us is praying for. Maybe you know that you are dying. Now God has added another year on top of your old age. You see? Then through this man, Zechariah, we learn that prayer is so important. Yeah, through this man, Zechariah, we can know that prayer can do anything. And God answers prayer of the righteous. You see, Zechariah? In verse 3, he said that he has served God in truth in everything, both faithfulness. You see? And God did what? God answered. Because he remembered God what he has done. So I want us today to, whenever we are in this situation, whenever we are in problem, we should ask God, God, remember what I have done for you. Remember, with sincerity of heart. Not by maybe in something you did not do, now claim that you don't know. So, then, another one is prophet Elijah prayed for them, and there was rain. And he also prayed for no rain, and there was no rain. That's how we receive anything we ask from God with our good heart. So we need to learn to be prayerful. Sometimes our prayer just requires a little amount of faith for it to work. Just a little amount of faith. We need to have faith whenever we are praying. So let us learn how to have faith as we pray. Then the last lesson is what? The lesson of pride. It's pride. The sin of pride was seen in Ezekiah. This great man was decayed in one aspect. The Bible said anything he was doing, God was with him. But this particular one, God was not in support of him. You see, that one, God was with him. But this particular one, called pride. God is not in support of him. In Ezekiah, displayed the measure of pride in his life. The Bible says that he became pride. Then the king of Babylon came to him. He took near all his wealth, which he acquired, and he showed him everything. You see? We are the pride. from tongues. See, there he started. When the king of Babylon visited him, he now starts showing him all his wealth. Yeah, everything he has acquired. You know, he starts showing him those things. He told the king of Babylon that all this wealth belongs to me. He did not recognize that God is the giver of wealth, or whatever one possesses, or whatever he possesses, is from the God. From the God. You see the price? You see, he claimed that all those things is by his power, or by his struggle. No. And he forgot that it's God that made all those things to be possible. He did not recognize that God is the giver of wealth, or whatever thing he possesses. That is to show of tithe. Prophet Hezekiah came to in Hezekiah, Prophet Hezekiah came to in Hezekiah and told him that God is not happy with him because of what he has done. That all this he acquired will be taken to Babylon. You see, something that belongs to you now, you have lost it because of what? Because of pride. That is what in a Christian life we should show pride. When we are pride, when we become pride to ourselves, those things, God will take it in a couple of minutes. That's sometimes when you see some people that after some time they collapse because of the what? Because of the foundation, because of the pride. So brethren, we have to be careful with this thing of pride. The Zechariah was the lesson of Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18, and Romans 12 and 10. Let us read that passage. Proverbs 16, 18.
Christ goes before destruction, and the earthly spirit before a fall.
So read us to Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
Romans 12, verse 3 says, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
So all these things are lessons of Christ. We should not display it in the kingdom of Christ or in our own. That is why I said before, let's choose the two good lessons from Hezekiah and throw away the bad lesson, which is Christ. We should ask ourselves personally. Now we have asked about the three lessons. So let us ask ourselves personally. The first one is restoration. Ask yourself, what have I done for God? And set your targets. From now, let us, as we ask ourselves this question, then we set your targets. The second one is peace and prayer. We should ask ourselves, do I believe in my prayer? Do I pray and be satisfied and say to you that God has answered my prayer? What about peace? Do we seek for peace in our individual endeavors? Or do we say anything goes? We should always seek for peace as the children of God. The last one is pride. Let us fight against pride. In our society today, pride is causing problems. So we should not be proud or boastful. We should be humble like Christ. There is a song we used to sing. I want to be a worker for the Lord. Do we sing this song because the tone is sweet, or do we sing it to meditate on it? Maybe we sing it, very sweet. The tone is so sweet, but do we sing it to do what? To meditate the word. Are you proud that you are a worker for the Lord, or are you proud in your earthly possession? Are you proud that you will use your time and resources to work for God, or are you proud that? Are you proud and boastful in your personal achievements? Some of us, when we have many things, wealth, we become proud, we become boastful because of the achievements we have made. It's not so in the kingdom of God. So we should remember that every possession and personal achievement has nothing to do with our heavenliness. When you possess something, everything will end here. There's a song that said, more cycle is everything and it. So when we leave this world, everything comes. Everything, the thing is men. So this has nothing to do with the what? With the heavenly rest. So as we are going, Jesus Christ promised us that, I'm going to prepare a place that in my father's house there are many what? Mansions that will condemn all of us. So we have to be careful, brethren. We cannot determine our eternal destination. Therefore, let us be more spiritual minded and boast only in the Lord. Yes, we have to be boast only in the Lord. Not absolute, not the only thing. Yes, when you come out here, you boast that you are a child of God. See? So, my prayer is that God should give us the spirit of restoration, put in us the spirit of prayerfulness and peace, and God should also wipe the pride in us. As we all do this, may we remain blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. For that wonderful message. Shall we all rise up as we sing seven songs? Shall we all rise up?
Make me a servant, Lord, make me like.